today on Faithfully Fantasy.
Today we're just going to explain a little bit about how we're going to do the next series.
This time I'm going to read the whole book, and then we were talking about it, but with me knowing everything, what they're talking about, burn it down. I was wondering if maybe they're talking about the archives or the scribe, because everything is live.
It's the new Vice Commandant, who's made it his personal mission to teach Violet exactly how powerless she is, unless she betrays the man she loves.
I'm going to keep an eye out for orange dragons. We know that they don't make bad characters, they just make unpredictable characters. I love finding out more about the Flyers.
Hello and welcome to Faithfully Fantasy,
the husband and wife podcast talking all things fantasy fiction.
Join us in this pilot episode of Iron Flame, where we're going to dive deep in this new series.
Well, today we're just going to explain a little bit about how we're going to do the next series, and then we'll get your thoughts, because you've seen this book lying around for a long time.
Yes.
I may or may not have accidentally spoiled a few things, but not the most important two things. There's two things in this book that I am burning for you to know. I'm burning down for you to know these things. And I've managed to keep them till now. So, we're going to do this series slightly differently, aren't we?
Yes. If you remember, and the first season with Fort Wayne, I didn't know anything. I was just discovering all the story, five chapters at the time, but I didn't know anything after that. This time, I'm going to read the whole book, and then we were talking about it, but with me knowing everything.
So yeah,
you're going to be
so
fed.
Much better.
And
because
yes,
we can then start thinking about what's going to happen in Onyx Storm, and we will just have a lot more to talk about in terms of foreshadowing, character development, and I won't sit here thinking, what can I say, what can I not say? And you can also read all the comments on our reels at last.
Yes, and finally, I won't be panicking every time I see a reel with somebody holding that book.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a bit of a break after... You might not notice the break, though. It depends how we publish the episodes. But we're going to take a bit of time, a few weeks. You're not going to... I mean, it will take you a few days, I'm sure, to read through. And then we will do the same thing in that we will cover five chapters at a time, doing a quick recap and then talking about what's happened and what we think is foreshadowing. We will also talk about what we think might happen in the screen adaptation. We might pit a few more characters up against each other on the mat. We'll see how it goes, won't we?
Yes. So just to make clear, at this point, I haven't read the book at all. So there's so many things that I'm expecting that I'm going to find in this book. We'll find out later on if I was right with the stuff that I was expecting, or if I was completely wrong. But this is just part of this pilot episode. Once we start officially with chapter one or episode one of this new season, then everyone will gonna be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So how should we start? Should we start talking about maybe the blurb? You want to take it through this?
Or? Yeah, I'll talk you through some of the things that we can see. Should we do the blurb or the front cover? The front cover,
the front
I think.
The front cover, be fine.
Yeah, so it says the thrilling sequel to the number one global best-selling phenomenon, Fourth Wing. We obviously have the hardback. The paperback isn't out yet.
Yes.
I think that, I don't know when that's out, but you can't buy it yet. And instead of saying graduate or die, it says burn it down.
Yes. And I'm intrigued about what they're talking about, burn it down. I was wondering if maybe they're talking about the archives or the scribe, because everything is live. That's like the first thought that comes to my mind. So mm-hmm. it's going to be maybe the archives or Basquiat.
I don't actually know what this means. I don't know.
Nothing is burned.
Burn it down.
Well, telling me. No, like a major thing. Or...
There's definitely an iron flame. Mm-hmm. That's not a spoiler.
Well, it's like Fort Wayne. There's a Fort Wayne.
Yeah, there's an iron flame. But I don't really know what burn it down. Unless it's from the perspective... Oh, anyway, no. I don't know what that means. Somebody can correct us.
Okay, so I'm guessing that maybe once I read it, I will maybe put the pieces together. Okay, maybe it's talking about this.
Yeah. So it's the same, virtually the same as the Fourth Wing cover, where you've got a circle in the middle, which looks like a sun.
I think it's just one piece that is new, because Fort Wayne has this circle thing that I remember mm-hmm. we talking in the pilot episode of Fort Wayne. There's kind of like an astral map or something. And then we have a square on top of this. And we have like two suns at the sides, kind of like a two eyes. And
yeah, they're like very nice. This is the thing that I was talking about in the... the final episode of Fourth Wing that wasn't the Zayden POV chapters. They look like suns, don't they? And that looks like a sun in the middle, but also it looks like a Venin's eye.
Yes.
Which I didn't notice until I saw the Onyx Storm cover. I don't know how good this is translating to a podcast, because we're literally just looking at a picture. Maybe we need to have a picture of the book on the front cover of this one.
Yes.
Do you notice anything about the dragons?
Yes, the dragons have more details, I would say.
That's a different dragon.
Yeah, I was about to say that. They have kind of this spiky thing in the spine. And then this one that's flying on top. I'm not sure if it's a dragon.
I think it's a wyvern.
Yeah, I was thinking about the same, because...
It looks mean.
It's not just that, it's like the...
Can't see the legs.
Yeah, it's just wings. You can't see any limbs in the size or anything. Could be the position, I might be wrong, but I think that one, the one in the top, is a wyvern.
Yeah, you can also see spikes on the tail, and we know that wyverns have poison-barbed spikes, tails.
Yes. And then the one in the center, I don't know if it's a new dragon that we're going to find out, or it's maybe...
Beandana.
You think?
Yeah. Oh. It's definitely not 10, because it's not got a Morningstar tail. Neither of them. Are they the same dragon? It's just in...
No, I think it's a completely different dragon. This one and the one from Fourth Wing is slim. Yeah, this one a little more rough, I would say.
No, I think it's Andana. Because it's not got a Morningstar tail. And it's just bigger. So Andana's smaller because she's a feather tail, and it's bigger now because Andana's grey.
An adult now.
I think it's the same dragon in the middle. But there was no wyvern on the front of Fourth Wing. And there is a wyvern on the front.
Well, I remember in the cover of the hardcore and Fort Wayne, there was two dragons. But in the paper edition, it's just the one in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
But I think maybe it's the one in the spine that's flying. Spine. So it's a dragon, not a wyvern.
I think they're both the same dragon, because look at the tail.
Yeah.
I don't think there's... It's only the diamond that's different, isn't it? And the clouds are moving, but that sun in the middle.
Yes.
The sun represents them. And obviously she has the power of the sky, doesn't she?
Yes.
Right, just before we get to the blurb, there is a bit on the back cover. It's a quote from Zayden Ryerson.
Yes.
The first year is when some of us lose our lives. The second year is when the rest of us lose our humanity.
Yes.
What do you think it means?
So, I'm thinking maybe they had to do a mission and stuff they're not agreed to do, or they don't want to do it, but they have to, and that costs a little bit of the humanity. So that's what I'm getting from that. Because I'm thinking he's talking from the cadet point of view, not just the one with the marks. Or
I'm going to read this quote again when you finish the book and see if it means something different. I love this quote. It means three different things to me.
Okay.
So let's come back to it. after you've read it. Right, I'm going to read. And we get a nice picture of Zayden Ryzen in the front cover. Look.
Yes, and Violet as well.
Yeah, and look, it says, An Uncertain Future. Section 5, Wars and Rebellions, and some words. And it says, Violet, Soaring Girl. Zayden Ryzen. Navarre's History of Dragonkind During the War. I've never actually looked at this page. What we're doing, for the sake of people that are not watching on YouTube, we have got the front cover of the book open, and the back cover is the same. So if you just open it on both sides, there's a printed insert which has Jacinia's notes. And yeah, I think there's also a little dragon egg there and some...
Yeah, it looks like a desk and somebody had different notes. And there's like a signature here. But
that would be the person who drew the picture, I think. And then it says history. So you've got an unedited history of Navarre by Colonel Markham behind. And then you've got the Dragon Rider's Codex, but that's backwards. I'm not sure why that's backwards. And there's some drawings of the parapet you can see.
Yes.
It's a really cool... It's a really cool drawing.
Yeah, definitely more details than what it was.
Than we got in Wing. Fourth Wing, yes. Yeah. But the fact that it says an uncertain future is really interesting. Right, so I'm going to read the blurb, and this is your first reaction. You've not heard it, have you?
No, as far as I know, no.
She survived her first year at Basgarth War College, but the danger is just beginning. Everyone expected Violet Soaringale to die during her first year at Basgarth War College, Violet included. But threshing was only the first impossible test meant to weed out the weak-willed, the unworthy, and the unlucky. Now the real training begins, and Violet's already wondering how she'll get through. It's not just that it's grueling and maliciously brutal, or even that it's designed to stretch the rider's capacity for pain beyond endurance. It's the new Vice Commandant, who's made it his personal mission to teach Violet exactly how powerless she is. Unless she betrays the man she loves. Although Violet's body might be weaker and frailer than everyone else's, she still has her wits and her will of iron. And leadership is forgetting the most important lesson Basgarth has taught her. Dragon riders make their own rules. But a determination to survive won't be enough this year, because Violet knows the real secret hidden for centuries at Basgarth War College, and nothing, not even dragonfire, may be enough to save them in the end.
Okay. So I'm guessing that we're going to have a new character that's going to make Violet's life a little bit difficult.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yes.
He is the Professor Umbridge of
Harry Potter.
Basgarth, yeah.
Okay. That will be interesting to see, because it says that it's going to make her life hard unless she betrays Zayden. So why she need to betray Zayden? Like, why this professor or this character knows that she is trying to, like, break Violet?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing that I will be paying attention to see.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good.
Is that all? So you've got, now the real training begins. Right, the new Vice Commandant. Although Violet's body. Yeah, there's not a lot in here, is there?
No, it's basically just one new thing that we're going to see. But that's okay. There's still so many things that I'm still thinking about, I'm going to find here in this book.
Yeah.
So many things that for me is not being close, Fourth Wing.
Yeah. You get the same thing at the beginning. The following text has been faithfully transcribed from Navarian into the modern language by Jacinia Neil Wart, curator of the Scribe Quadrant at Basgarth War College. All events are true and names have been preserved to honour the courage of those fallen. May their souls be commended to Malak. And you get another, like, listen to what you're in for. Mm-hmm. Iron Flame is a non-stop thrilling adventure fantasy set in the brutal and competitive world of a military college for dragon riders, which includes elements regarding war, psychological and physical torture, which I don't think we had in the last book. Mm-hmm. Imprisonment, intense violence, brutal injuries, perilous situations, blood, dismemberment. Oh, gosh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh.
Burning, murder, death, animal death, graphic language, loss of family, grief, and sexual activities that are shown on the page. Readers who may be sensitive to these elements, please take note and prepare to join the revolution. So the difference between that one and this one... Sorry, that one and this one doesn't really translate either to a podcast. So, Fourth Wing is a non-stop thrilling adventure fantasy set in the brutal and competitive world of Military College of Dragonriders. That's the same. Which includes elements regarding war, battle, hand-to-hand combat, perilous situations, blood, intense violence, brutal injuries, death, poisoning. So we didn't get poisoning in the next one. Graphic language and sexual activities that are shown on the page. Readers who may be sensitive to these elements, please take note and prepare to enter Buzzkill War College. So we're entering the revolution. We're joining the revolution in the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that we didn't have in the last one that we do have are psychological and physical torture, imprisonment, dismemberment,
yes,
burning. We did have burning in the last one, didn't we?
Yeah, there was a few people that get burned by dragons.
Oh,
a few of them, yeah.
Murder, yes. Animal death.
Animal death?
Yeah.
Okay.
We get animal murder, actually. It says murder, animal death, but it's animal murder.
Mm-hmm.
If you count... Anyway, I'll stop talking. I like the fact that it says prepare to join the revolution.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
So, obviously, it will be more focused and all the things that's going on out of the world, all that's going on with Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's going to be, like, first thing they're expecting. Brennan,
expecting more information about... Oh, what happened to Brennan? Nope.
Ah, nice.
Should we do the yes-no game?
Okay, so... There's a few things that, for me, like I said before, not being resolved in Fourth Wing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm going to find out I'm not a brain.
Do you want me to say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
That is the first question.
Right. So, spoilers for Iron Flame, potentially, but I won't actually say what happens. Mm-hmm. Just as a warning to anybody listening, if you haven't read Iron Flame, what are you doing?
Go to...
I want to do a tally of how many times in the last series I said,
yeah,
go and read Iron Flame and come back. it won't be spoilers because I don't want to ruin it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to, we'll say, yes, you find out. No, you don't find out.
Okay. Right. So, are we going to have an explanation why Brennan is alive or...
Nope.
Ah, so he's just, hey sister, how are you doing? Welcome to the revolution. Hey, and then, see ya. there's actually no explanation.
But I don't think he's alive. So
She at least has to ask, like, how? Why everyone's saying that you are dead when you're not? How is this possible? Nothing?
She's not very good at asking the right questions.
Well, yeah, that's something that
she's just not very good at asking the right questions. And that's a theme throughout this book.
Ah, that's going to be so annoying then. Like...
No, it's not annoying. It's really exciting because we still get to find out in Onyx Storm or beyond.
Yeah, but I mean, the brother, the guy who thought they died years, he comes and she's going to say, oh my God, you changed your hair color or something.
No, he looks the same, but he might not be the same.
Yeah.
But these are not spoilers. This is purely my speculation.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard my thoughts because I...
No, but I thought that there would be like a rough explanation that, yeah, I could help or I managed to survive or...
you've heard the explanation as it currently stands. Mm-hmm. Naelin died trying to save him.
Mm-hmm. He just is alive, and that's it. That's
that's what it says in the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway,
other thing they're not being resolved. That little box they found in the Enrison, and it was in a tower, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh my god!
You were only
they were working on it.
Yeah, find out in an hour or so.
Yes.
Well, maybe we'll find out on January the 21st. 2025.
Okay. What else? Oh, Jack Barlow. Are we going to see him in Iron Flame? Because I told you, I don't believe he's dead. I still believe in that he's coming back somehow, sometime.
I'm not going to answer it because I just want you to still be... I want you to still be like, will he come back? Won't he come back?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you anything on that one. I'm sorry.
Okay, so yes, I'll take it as a yes.
No, you shouldn't take it as a yes.
Okay. No, but that is obviously what I think. It doesn't mean that...
Yeah, and that's what I don't want to ruin your, like, will mm-hmm. you see him again? Will you not see
yeah,
him?
But you know, when I was thinking there was something off with Brennan's dead, and a couple of times I thought he might be not dead, he might be come back something. And then
you still think the same about Jack?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. For me, as an author, I think his death is not being officially to resolve, to make the readers.
You really think you'd survive a mountain falling on top of you?
Yeah, I think
you would.
No, but the thing is that if he's utterly dead, if they find the body, something will happen. The author will do something to say, like, okay, the body has been cremated, the family took the body, or in the death roll, it will say Jack Barlow, mm-hmm. May Marley take the souls, or whatever. So something. Okay. To make sure that, okay, all the cycle is closed. He's dead. He's not coming back. He's dead. But there was nothing. He just fall of this. The dragon was crying and everything. But then there's nothing about the dragon. What happened to the dragon? He's getting another rider. No mention at all. What happened to...
Bade.
Yeah, I think that was...
It's called Bade, isn't it?
The name of the dragon.
Yeah.
So okay. I don't
want to ruin your like speculation.
Okay. What else? I think is not being resolved in this book. So Andarna, she's gonna be there. She's gonna be a grown-up now. I'm guessing that we're not gonna have any description of how it looks now Violet's back, because it's not going to be a golden one anymore, or shouldn't be.
We don't get the tattoo. Don't get a tattoo update, if that's what you're after.
Yes.
But we do get an Andarna update.
Yeah, get we know that what color is going to be.
2.0.
Yes. Okay. So... Lian's sister... She's going to be there, isn't she? Yes. And I'm guessing that she's going to be an important character. Not going to be just a character. There's going to be in the background, mission from time to time. Somebody is going to be
She's active. Important.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
Daddy Sorengel's research?
Oh,
told you that.
Yes.
I've told you that already, that it doesn't come back.
Yeah.
Gets mentioned again.
But she's going to be, oh, yeah, I know what it is, but, well, I don't have a feather tail anymore, so what's the point now?
Violet Thorngill, go get that research. So annoying.
That is just doesn't make sense, isn't it? I mean,
I know, but if you think about yourself from an author's perspective, it's not the right time to bring it back, but she wanted to plant the seed nice and early. It could be that, I don't want to say like it could have been better, because... We don't know what's going to happen, but maybe if she tried to get it but wasn't able to or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The problem is that I know that research is important. It's going to be like a key piece in the story.
And it's too early. But
it's not the personality, Violet, because I think she will want to know why I found out about feathers when she has a feather.
Yeah, she needs knowledge, doesn't she?
Yes, and plus when she found out this letter and the book... It might be like she can find out and the research that his dad was doing. And when she, after all this thing happened, and wow, I want to know what he was after, or maybe he made more message for me or more stuff that I can find out what happened to him. So for me, it would be like she will try to find out and then maybe like, oh my God, it's not here anymore. I don't know what happened. So yeah, something like this. But at least she had that impulse that she needed to find out. But the fact that she's like, meh.
Meh, it will turn up.
Yeah. Like, that's the part that I don't believe.
Yeah. So, what else? Anything else? Do you think they'll go back to Buzz Gaia?
I think so. I think somehow they're going to manage to come back. So they're going to say something about how they survived and what happened. They're going to say they're not their fault or whatever. And maybe there's no proofs about anything against Satan.
Because Malgrin can't see.
Yeah, exactly. So they had to just take the word of the wind leader and then take him back.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be they're just working in Basgard and doing all the stuff, but at the same time supporting their revolution.
But will all of them be there still this year? Think about what year Zayden's in.
Well, yeah, Zayden is going to be out, I guess, or somewhere.
Graduates, isn't he? He didn't die.
I don't know how it's going to be.
Did really well not to die.
Yes. That's the part. The Sagarin turn can be separated that much. It's not 3 days. That's something that
they made that up
already. Yes, but I don't know how long actually it is. So I guess there's gonna be just jumping from one place to another one. And
maybe you already know again. So wrap up soon. What else could you figure out from Fourth Wing? What do you think's gonna happen to? Oh no, I can't ask that question.
Okay. The thing that's gonna be like rhythm with a manifold class is once I'm darkness and channeling into violet.
Oh yeah. Because, second signet, because you know I don't know what it is.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I'm constantly asking what it could be. Although I have some really good theories now, and as we go through I have some really good theories. I haven't thought of any of them. I have seen them online, so I won't take credit where credit isn't due. But I think I've only listened to this book. I've listened to it twice. And you phase in and out when you're listening because you're like doing stuff. I don't ever sit on my sofa and listen to it because I'd fall asleep, you know, But so I can't wait to read it because there's been some things that we've said in the Fourth Wing read through and people have corrected us.
Yes.
And that's because they said, well, you find that out. So Car's signet, for example, apparently we find that out in Iron Flame. I had totally forgotten what it is if I even heard it the first time. So I'm really excited to read it properly with a fine tooth comb. The epigraphs for me are going to be the ones that I focus on because I learned so much from the epigraphs in my past read through. And some of the aha moments that we had were from epigraphs. And that's something that I've not thought about until we started talking about it. So I'm really excited to get to grips with the epigraphs of this one. I wonder if we'll see Violet's dad in the epigraphs, so keeping an eye out for that.
Yes.
Keeping an eye out for Imogen. Sorry, just bashed you with the book. Keeping an eye out for Imogen potentially wiping memories.
Yes.
Keeping an eye out for Garrick's signet, because I'm now obsessed with Garrick Tavis. Keeping an eye out for references to Zayden's family tree and Bodhi.
But it's another one that at this point, I don't know what his signet is.
Oh, his signet's so good. That's the one I remember because I don't think you would be able to beat Bodhi. Just don't know who would beat him, apart from Zayden, because there's nothing his shadows can't do.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. I don't even think Zayden could beat Bodhi. Obviously.
Must be a good one then.
Bodhi, and they all talk about Zayden and Violet being the
most powerful riders.
Most powerful riders. Ah, I guess.
Okay. No, I get it now.
A defense signal or something that can be used for attack. Because they're the
thing. Depends. It depends.
Yeah, well, you know that signal there, like more for
I get it now, defense. Though. Because, so, I don't think another rider could beat Bodhi.
Mm-hmm.
That's the clue I'm giving you. I don't think another rider.
Okay.
Or a Griffin Flyer. But a Venom might be able to.
Okay.
I don't even know if it works on flyers. Anyway, I don't want to say too much.
Something related about magic, I guess. Well,
I don't want to say anything else because I think I'm already... I'm working on thin ice. but it's a really cool signet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep an eye out for... Orange dragons.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they don't make bad characters, they just make unpredictable characters.
Yes. And I'm guessing that we will see all the gang reunited again. So we'll see again Rhee.
Oh, yeah, we already Rhee talked Dark, about this.
Sawyer.
You think you were calling Rhee as the next squad leader, weren't you?
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to be wing leader when Zayden goes?
Oh, gosh. I'm thinking it's going to be Dane, isn't it?
Dane.
Yeah. I mean, he was already kind of like just putting all the pieces together to build that career. That's why his relationship with Violet couldn't be done because he was so into just, you know, wing leader.
Do you think Dane will have any redeeming features?
I mean, that's going to be an interesting one. Because I don't know at this point how much he was involved with this trap that his father put to the guys.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much he knew, how much he was about orchestrating all of this. Obviously, if he knew everything and he just left Violet go to a death sentence, that is going to be the end of the friendship.
No, so... I didn't think about this, and I've got to say, I do not like Dane in Fourth Wing. I do not like him.
Mm-hmm.
The way that he just patronises her all the time, and Zayden doesn't like him, and Zayden's got good instincts.
Mm-hmm.
However, somebody had commented on one of our reels, and I read it, and I did admit to them that they'd changed my mind, and I can't remember who it is now, so I'm sorry. But... They said that he was coming from a good place.
Mm-hmm.
So he saw the memories of potentially we don't get confirmed, but he potentially saw the memory of the meeting under the tree. That looks shady.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the memory of him saying he'd been to Athbine. That looks shady. Like there's no mission in Athbine.
Mm-hmm.
He believes they are traitors to Navarre. He has been fed the propaganda all these years that Fenn Ryerson was a traitor to Navarre. His son is just as bad.
Well, Violet thought exactly the same way. He saw Zayden talking with the flyer the first time.
Exactly.
He's a fucking traitor.
Yeah, exactly. And then he thinks he's his dad, who is like his hero, because he's a high up rider and he's like BFFs with... General Sorengel, that he thinks he thinks he's doing the right thing. And I didn't think about that before this person did make me think it, but I still don't like Dane Atos, even after Iron Flame. But,
Yeah, because that's the thing that I was thinking, that this could go, for me, going two directions. The first one, it will be like really bad. So the Dane and Violet, they're going to be like enemies now. So then it's going to be like, well, no, you're a traitor because you're with Zayden, you're helping this guy, and then they're going to be like the end of the friendship. Or something will happen and then they will be like, oh, Violet, I didn't know there was happening, trust me. And then he just trying to...
You got to remember as well, Dane doesn't know about Venom.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows about Venom.
So it would be interesting to see if he managed to touch it again and then see those memories. See it by himself.
Interesting thought.
Mm. But the problem is going to be if a Violet is going to allow her to touch it anymore after what happened. So, or maybe his power is crazy and doesn't need to touch her that
it
much.
It still makes it seem like he has to touch her throughout this book.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he's just because he's... Because you just wouldn't let on, would you? You just wouldn't. Because he knows as soon as anyone finds out that he can read memories without touching somebody...
The permission, yeah.
Then he's dead. Doesn't matter... It doesn't matter who his dad is. He's dead. Because he's an intrinsic.
Mm-hmm.
Then he just would never... So they still make it seem all the way through Iron Flame that he has to touch your face. But I do not think he does.
Yeah, I mean, the intrinsic is the one who can listen all the thoughts, like live, whatever he's thinking. I think maybe what Dane has, he can read recent memories.
Yeah, but that's...
Without touching.
Yeah, but that's still, if you think about what an intrinsic is, there's obviously different types of intrinsic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is you can read the live thoughts. One of them is you can read memories. The reason they kill people who have intrinsic ability is because of they're walking around with unfettered access to classified information. Mm-hmm. If he could read Melgren's memories... Obviously, Melgren probably has his shields down all the time. But when you have your shields down, you can't also use your signet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to lift your shields up at some point to attack or to protect.
Yeah, to make the energy to come to you.
Yeah,
yes.
To do whatever you need to do as your signet. So if they found out that Dane didn't need to touch people's face, he'd be dead.
Yeah, be classified as a proper intensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I think this is pretty much the stuff from Fort Wayne that I'm expecting to see Iron Flame, but I'm expecting to see new things as well, new plots, new characters, maybe new locations as well. So we can dive a little bit. Oh, and something that I really want to find out is about the Venin. I want to see if we can see a little bit more about this on the world. Maybe if I will see more like the character, if we can see the, how's it called? The sage. Sage, yeah. Mm-hmm. The master.
Yeah. So we learn a little bit more about them, but not very much.
Mm-hmm.
You learn a lot about the Flyers.
Okay.
You learn about their equivalent of Buzgaeth. We don't go there, but we learn about it and how they bond with the griffins.
Oh.
It's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you find out about the griffin equivalent of threshing.
Yeah. Okay.
And I love finding out more about the Flyers because this is the epitome of war. Where you, and propaganda, where you are on one side of the war and you are told all these things about the other side of the war. And if you were to find out, to cross the other side and find out about the people that you're fighting against, you actually find something totally different to what you've been told.
Yes.
So I love this as a concept because it is just that piece where... War, depending on what side of the war you're on.
Yes, a little
bit.
You think
you're doing the right thing because you're told you are.
I think maybe that's it for this pilot episode for Iron Flame.
Yes.
So now we just need to wait until read the whole thing.
Go and read it. Stay up all night. Stay up all night and read it.
Well, what I'm gonna do is listen the audiobook first and read them. I find them really useful that way. If I choose one or the other one, definitely I get more details when I'm reading it with a book if I just listen it.
But with the benefits of the audiobook is you know how to pronounce everything.
Yes, like the names.
We get some new names that...
It's still not helping to find the agenda because a lot of time I think it's a guy and then it's a woman or...
Yeah, but they normally say he or she. I guess because you're Spanish, it's you like you know where the adjectives. So when a person is described, you know whether they're masculine or feminine. Mm-hmm. But you'd in English, you just rely on the fact that they say he or she. And they do. I think you just don't pick it up.
I guess as well as because some of the names and the way they're pronounced or written, for me, and from a Spanish point of view, sound more like a woman or a man.
Sloane.
Maybe.
So I'm going to pick up the Spanish version as well. Okay. When we are in Spain.
Yeah. Alas de sangre. Winds of blood, for some reason.
That's the first one, isn't it?
Yes. Fourth wind, yeah.
And what the second one is?
I think it's Alas de hierro.
Oh, iron wings.
Iron wings.
That makes absolutely no sense. At least iron flame makes sense. Okay. That's it. That's a wrap.
Yes.
For our pilot episode.
We're going to be excited to announce soon what's going to be the first episode. Once we are ready to come back to everything, it's going to be basically season two for us.
Hopefully it'll be next week by the time we've
if we manage to extend everything, and then by the time that we're coming back, recording it, put it, you might not notice any gaps. So we'll see how it goes after holidays.
Yeah.
But yeah. This is going to be my last time not knowing anything about Iron Flame. And then next time when you see me, I'll be an expert.
You'll have all these Onyx Storm theories. You'll blow us away with what's going to happen in Onyx Storm.
Yes. Well, the most important thing is that I'm going to be able to read comments and listen to other people.
Interact with people, talk to people.
Yeah, because you tell me constantly, oh my God, this person is telling me this amazing theory, but I can't tell you. Thanks.
No, it's my standard read Iron Flame and then we can talk.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to print it on a t-shirt next time.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you very much for listening to Faithfully Fantasy,
the husband and wife podcast, talking all things Iron Flame.
Yeah. Join us on social media if you're not done it already. Remember, it's Faithfully Fantasy Pod, where you can find theories, fun stuff, a little bit more about us, and all the kind of stuff that you can find on social media, I guess.
You can also find out more about us at www.faithfullyfantasy.com, and we've got some really cool things planned once we actually get round to doing them. But for now, you can find all the episodes and also a bit about us.
Yes. We really hope that you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Join us as we step into the revolution.